Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning today's shiur in the beginning of Siman Reish Lamed Gimel. We are on the top of page Kuf Mem Zayin, which is the page following 292. Siman Reish Lamed Gimel is Zman Tfilas HaMincha, the time for davening Mincha. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Mi Shehispalel Tfilas HaMincha La'achar Sheishos U'mechta U'lamalo Yotza. One who davens Mincha Gedola, he davens Mincha after six and a half hours into the day, he is Yotze. However, V'ikur Zmanu Mitesha Shos U'mechta, but the main time to daven Mincha is later in the day, it's 9.5 hours into the day. So Iker Zmanu Mitesha Shos U'mechta U'lamala Ad Halayla L'Rabbonim. So the Iker Zman is from Mincha Ketana until the night, according to the Rabbonim. Ulu Rav Yehuda ad plaga mincha. According to Rav Yehuda, one should daven mincha before plaga mincha shehu ad sof yud alef shos chaser revia. That is until 11 hours minus a quarter, 10 3/4 hours. Plaga mincha is the time between mincha ketana and the end of the day. So we say mincha ketana till, let's say, shkia, for example. So it would be 9.5 hours. Till 12 hours, half that amount of time, which will be 10 hours and 45 minutes. So according to the Rabbanan, you have till the night time to daven mincha. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have until plaga mincha. We'll discuss more details. The Ramah says, "Umisharinan shos elu lefi inyan hayom." The way these hours, 6.5, 9.5, 10 3/4, the way we evaluate these hours is according to the size of the day. The af im hayom oruch, even if it is a long summer day, misharinan liyud bei shos, we split the long day divided by 12 hours, and each day will be long, each hour will be longer than 60 minutes. The heim nikro shos manios, these are called shos manios. The chain komokum shesheru chachomim bishos, misharinan bishos elu. Anytime Chazal tell us hours, zman kriya shma, zman tfila, it always gets evaluated by these shos manios, which is take the actual hours in the day from the beginning of the day till the end of the day, divided by 12, you get a shos manios. The asikna, and we come out of maskona, da ovid kemar ovid, da ovid kemar ovid. You could either go like the Rabbanan, or you can go like Rabbi Yehuda. Again, the Rabbanan says you can daven mincha until the night. Rabbi Yehuda says you can daven mincha only till plag. You can go with either shita. V'hu sheyase la'olam kechad minayu. As long as you always follow one of these shitos. Meaning, shim ose kerabbanan. If you follow like the Rabbanan, umispalel mincha ar halayla, and you daven mincha all the way till the night, shuv eino yochol hispalel arvis miplaga mincha ulamala. So if you're going like the Rabbanan and you're davening mincha till the night time, you cannot daven mariv like Rabbi Yehuda from plag and onwards. V'im osek Rabbi Yehuda umispalel arvis miplaga mincha ulamala, and if you're going to follow Rabbi Yehuda, and you're already going to daven mariv from plag and onwards, tzarech lizor shelo yispalel mincha ba'osasho, you have to make sure you're not having mincha at that same time. We're going to stop there in the Mechaber for today. We'll finish the rest of the Sif HaMitzvah tomorrow. But now we'll see the Mishavua that will explain everything in great detail. So Sifkotan Aleph. We said one who davens mincha 6.5 hours into the day and onward is Yotze. The Tfilas HaMincha Keneged Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim Tiknua. Mincha, as we know, was established corresponding to the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim. Uzman shchitosa midoraisa haschalosa achar sheishos umechza, and the time that you can shecht the Talmud Shel Bein Harbayim from the Torah is starting after 6.5 hours of the day. The hainu chatzi shah achar chatzos hayom, which is a half hour after chatzos. The rak mishum kidei shiu yicholim lahakriv karbonos yochid mikodem, and only in order that we should be able to bring other karbonos, the karbonos yochid before that. Sha'achar atomit shel ben harbayim osir lahakriv shum karbon. Once you bring the tomit shel ben harbayim, you're not allowed to bring any other karbonos. So we want to have time to bring the other karbonos yochid beforehand. Lochein hayu ma'achrin hakravaso b'chol yom atesha shos mechza. Therefore, what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash is they would delay the shechting of the Tavit Shel Ben Harbayim until after 9.5 hours. So really, after 6.5 hours, it was okay, but they pushed it off in order they could bring other karbanos first, because they can't be brought afterwards, and they delayed the Tavit Shel Ben Harbayim till after 9.5 hours. Levad mi Erev Pesach shechalios be'er Shabbos, besides for Erev Pesach, which was also Friday, shayushochatin ha-tomid b'sheishah u'tzumechza, on that day, because of the Karan Pesach, they would be shechting the tomid from 6.5 hours and onwards. The Alkein, and therefore, Iker zman tfilas ha-mincha l'chatchila, the Iker time of davening mincha l'chatchila hu mitesha u'mechza u'lamala, is by mincha katana 9.5 hours into the day and onwards. Keneged ha-tomid shehoyu makrivim b'chol yom, that corresponds to when they brought the tomid on every day. Mikol makom still, im hispalo mishesh u'mechza u'lamala yotza, but if a person davened earlier after 6.5 hours into the day by mincha gedola, he is yotzei. Acharei de ikir zmano shel tomid midaraisa maschem osa zman, since the ikir time, as we just mentioned, of the tomid midaraisa starts from that time, so if you daven from that time and onwards, you are certainly yotzei. V'yesh meharishonim shemekilim lechatchila mishesh u'mechza u'lamala. Not only are you yotze if you did it, but there are some rishonim that are mekil, and they say lechatchila you can daven from 6.5 hours and onwards. The alkoponim, at the very least, imrotze lechof, one wants to eat, olotze sladerach, or go out on the road, Osha ata yuchal hispali matzibur, now is when he has a minyan available. Vim yamtin ad mincha katana lo yelo minyan, if he waits for the ikar time of after 9.5 hours, he will not have a minyan available. So then the kuli alma mutter lispal lechatchila mishesho sumechtu lamala. Then according to everyone, it would be lechatchila to daven by mincha gedola. To summarize, the ikar time of davening is by mincha katana. That's when the tamid was normally brought. They delayed the tamid shel ben arbayim to be brought after 9.5 hours because other karbanos yochid could only be brought before the tamid shel ben arbayim was brought for the tzibur. So therefore, the ikar time of davening mincha is by mincha katana. If you davened by mincha gedola, so you certainly are yotzei because that is a time that you were midaraisa allowed to bring the tamid shel ben arbayim. Some Rishonim argue and say it's really 100% fine to daven by mincha gedola, but certainly if you're not going to have a minyan later, or you want to eat a suda that would be a problem like we discussed in the last siman, or you want to go out to the road, so then certainly it would be lechatchila according to everyone to daven after 6.5 hours, which is mincha gedola. Sivkot and Beis. This is going on the Mechaber again that says if you daven mincha after 6.5 hours and onwards you're yotzei. Mashma, the mikodem lochein lo yotza afilu dieved. The mashmos of the mechaber is, if you davened after 6.5 hours into the day, then you are yotze. That's mashma. Before that, you're not yotze even b'dieved. So if you daven after chatzos, before the half hour after chatzos, you will not be yotze mincha. V'yesh me'achronim desvir luhu. There are achronim that hold. The after lechatchila aser lehispalo kodem shenishal machatzi shosh achar chatzos, that even though lechatchila is aser daven mincha before not 6.5 hours till the half hour after chatzos, mikomakom b'di'eved shehispalo b'zu achatzi shalo yispalo shenis. There are those who say if you daven in that half hour between chatzos and mincha gedola, that b'di'eved you are yotze and you will not go back and daven again. I remember someone asked me a couple of years ago in a camp. They accidentally daven too early, and the Mishnah Berura says in that case, if you accidentally daven mincha too early, because you looked at the zman, you looked up chatzos instead of mincha gedola, and you daven in that half hour, you would not go back and daven again. V'dan, you should know, the mashikosav ad halayla l'rabbonim, that which the Mechaber said, that for the rabbonim, the zman of mincha is ad halayla, it is lav dafka, it's not specifically ad halayla. The hala erech reva shah kodem tseisa kochavim l'kul yama b'chabe nashmashosu. We'll discuss this in more detail tomorrow, but around a quarter of an hour, 13 and a half minutes to be more precise, before tseisa kochavim, according to everyone, would be already counted as ben nashmashos, like we'll see later in Chela Gimel and Simon Reish Samech Aleph. Ve'ein l'hispalol mincha oz, and you certainly cannot have a mincha during a time which is bein hashmashos, a sabek laila according to everyone. Ve'ein l'kamei behago shnio, look in the Ramah number 2 that we'll have in this sif, mashik asanu b'inyan zeh l'maisa, what we're going to discuss tomorrow, mirtz Hashem, l'maisa. So here the Mishnah Berurah told us in Sifkot and Beis, that the diuk is that only if you daven 6.5 hours into the day and onwards a yotze, but between chatzos and mincha gedola, you would not be allowed to daven at all. But there are achronim that say And if you did daven during that time, you should not daven again. And then he points out that when the Rabbanan say Aralayla, it's La Dafka Aralayla, not when it actually is dark, which would be Tzeizek Chavim, but the 13 and a half minutes before that already, one should not be davening Mincha, even the Fidah Rabbanan. I wanted to point out two notes over here. Number one, note number eight, besides that which we said, you should not daven Mincha until after Mincha Gedola, not the half hour between Chatzos and Mincha Gedola, V'chein L'gabi Amiras Ashrei. What about jumping the gun and getting Ashrei in before the Zman of Mincha Gedola? Ruchan Kanievsky says no. L'chatchila ein la'omro kodem shah sheish u'mechza. Ruchan Kanievsky says that you should not start Ashrei until after the Zman of Mincha Gedola. One more point, note number 10. Mi shehizchil l'aspal mincha b'chatzi shah zu. One who started davening mincha by accident in the half hour between Chasos and Mincha Gedola, v'niskar b'emtza tefilah, so he realizes his mistake in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, shelo yasik, don't stop your Shemoneh Esrei in the middle, el yisayim es tefilah. You should just finish your mincha during that time between Chatzos and Mincha Gedola. Then his spalal b'chatzi shah shacharei chatzos tefilah shachris. Let's say a person for some reason got delayed in his shachris and he's davening after chatzos in that half hour between chatzos and mincha gedola. So we learned earlier she yotze yidei chova, he can be yotze b'dieved his shachris during that half hour. The ain't tzarech l'spalal shenis, he would not have to go back and daven again or daven tashlumin for missing shachris. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitus of Katan Gimel. So he said in the Mechaber that one should daven mincha after, the best time is after 9.5 hours into the day, ad halayla l'rabbanan, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, ad plaga mincha. And what's plaga mincha? The Mechaber said that is till the end of 10 hours and 3 quarters into the day. Says the Mishnah Berurah, shezman mincha ketana hu shtei shos u'mechza. The zman of mincha ketana, meaning from mincha ketana, let's say till shkia, is 2.5 hours. The halohu mitesha shows to mechta, because it starts at 9.5 hours at sof yudbe shows, which is the end of the day. V'nimta de plaga mincha, so plaga mincha, which means half the mincha, who shah shlema v'od revia, that's 1.25 hours later. So from 9.5 hours, be mincha katana, plaga mincha would be 10 hours and 3/4 of an hour. Sivkotan dalit is going in the Ramah. The Ramah said, Nisharinon shows Eilu Lufi Inyan Hayom, the way we figure out these hours, 6.5 hours, 10.75, 9.5 hours, it is all based on the length of the day. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dalet Hainu. That means to say, Kol Cheshbon HaShos Hanal, all the calculations of the hours discussed above, Bein L'mincha Gedola, whether it's Mincha Gedola, 6.5 hours, Bein L'mincha Katana, 9.5 hours, uplaga mincha, which is 10.75 hours, the chashvinon b'shos hayom, that we calculate with hours of the day, mechalkinon hayom, we divide up the day, bein oruch, bein kotzer, whether the day is long or the day is short, l'shneim osar chalokim, we divide up the day into 12 equal portions. The kol chelek nikra shah, each one of those 12 portions is called a shah. Val pi shos elu kavinan zman mincha l'chol aniskar l'el. And that's how we calculate all the zman of a mincha discussed above. Vishir yudbe shos hayom de misharinam bo. Here's a very important point. These 12 hours of the day that we just explained, you split the day into 12 portions that make 12 equal hours. Yesh machlokes ben aposkim. There is the machlokes aposkim when it starts, the 12 hours, and when it ends. T'yesh omen de chashvinen de amuda shachar atzitz legochovim. Some say the day starts by dawn and goes all the way till the stars come out. You divide that amount of time by 12 to get your shows manios. According to that cheshbon, that the day ends by tzeis, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to daven mincha until 1.25 hours before tzeis agochavim. And according to the Rabbanon, you would be able to daven all the way till tzeis. The cannabis of Katan Beis, like we mentioned, is Katan Beis 1/4 hour earlier, not to get involved in Bein Hashmashos. The kach sosam ha-mechaber b'simen zeh, and this says how the mechaber is so same in our simen, as we'll see, ula kamon b'simen tof mem gimel. That is shita number one, the day starts by alos, and it ends by tzeis agochavim. V'yesh omrim, and there are those who say, de chashvinen ha-yud be'shos minei tzachama ad shkiyos, so we calculate the day from sunrise to sunset. According to this, l'fi Rabbi Yehuda, you could only daven mincha up until plag, which is an hour and a quarter before shkia, not an hour and a quarter before tzeis. Ula rabbanan ara shkia, and according to the rabbanan, you can only daven mincha until shkia sachama. You will not have all the way till laila. Then the mechaber told us the asikna. We came out the maskana. The ovid kemar ovid. The ovid kemar. The gemara tells us the maskana that you could do like either one. Says the Mishabura, V'yesh l'kol echad mishneim kula v'chumra. If you follow it through, each of these two shitas come along with a leniency and a stringency. Hainu. The le'inyan mincha da'as Rabbi Yehuda eina elo chumra. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that you can only daven mincha until plag, which is an hour and a quarter before shkia, or an hour and a quarter before tzeis, it comes out of chumra, de'ein lehispal mincha rak ad plag mincha. You're limited in your time of davening mincha, you must stop by plag, that is a chumra. But then you could have a ma'ariv. Savo memele yesh kula in your ma'ariv, but then there's a leniency when it comes to ma'ariv, de misham ve'el nechshav kalayla. According to Rabbi Yehuda, plag a mincha becomes night, so you can only daven mincha till plag, but then you could already daven ma'ariv. Le'inyan sheyuchal lespal tefilas ma'ariv, v'hainu raka tefila atzma. When we say you could daven ma'ariv according to Rabbi Yehuda after plag, it just means the tefila of ma'ariv, the iluz man kriyashma shal arvis l'kuyam v'tezak l'chavim hu. But according to everyone, kriyashma is not really allowed until tezak l'chavim, and that's why you would always have to repeat kriyashma. But in terms of ma'ariv itself, the Shemone Esrei, which goes by Rabbi Yehuda after plag, you could have mincha before plag, you could have a ma'ariv already after plag, you'll have to say kriyashma later on after tezak l'chavim, like we will see later in Siman Reish Lamed Hey. Ula Rabbonon, and according to Rabbonon, it's the opposite. Have a kula le'inyan tfilas ha-mincha. The leniency is when it comes to mincha. The mispalim ad ha'erev, you could have a mincha until night, either shkia or tzeis. Umanelo chumra le'inyan tfilas ha-erev, but then it comes out to be a chumra when it comes to ma'ariv. De'ein le'hispal kodem chashecha. According to the Rabbi Yehuda, or according to the Rabbonon, rather, you have a longer time to have a mincha. You could do it all the way till either shkia or tzeis, close to tzeis, and then you're limited in your ma'ariv that you can only start that later on. Says the Mishabura Vaidus of Katan Vav. Here's the Iker point. After the Mechaber said the maskana of the Gemara is, Da'ovid Kemarovid, or Da'ovid Kemarovid, the Mechaber says, "V'hu sheyase la'olam kichad minayo." You have to choose your shita. You have to go always like one shita. Pirish shelo yino pam kachu pam kach. You shouldn't be knowing one day like the Rabbanon and one day like Rabbi Yehuda. Nishum dahave tarti the sasri. That is two things that are contradicting each other. You can't say one day shkia is nighttime and one day plag is nighttime. Afilu l'machar, even if you want to switch from one day to the next, you cannot do that. Umikol shekein shelo yispalel biyom echad mincha achar plag kirabanan. Certainly what you can't do is to daven mincha one day after plag like the Rabbanan. The arvis kolim tzeis ha-kochavim. And that very same day, you're going to daven ma'ariv before tzeis ha-kochavim. So not only can you can't do it on two different days, one day follow Rabbi Yehuda, one day follow the Rabbanan, certainly the same day, if you're going to follow the shita of the Rabbanan l'gabi mincha and daven all the way till shkia, you're not going to be allowed to follow Rabbi Yehuda and daven ma'ariv also before shkia. That would be a tarti to the sasri, even worse, because that would be the same day. We'll see one more Mishabura and then one important note. But also Shah. So we said the Mechaber just to read it through again on 294. Shem Osa Kerabonon, if you are following the Shita of the Rabbonon. Umispalo Mincha Ad Halayla, Yidavi Mincha till nighttime. Shuv Eno Yocho Lispalo Arvis Mi Plaga Mincha Lamala. If you're taking Mincha all the way till the night, you cannot daven Mariv earlier from Plaga Mincha. Vim Osa Kerab Yehuda Nefang Rab Yehuda. Umispalo Arvis Mi Plaga Mincha Lamala, Yidavi Mariv early from Plaga and onwards. Tzarek Lizar Shalo Yispalo Mincha Bosa Shah Zakta Mishaburin Zayim Elo Kodem Plag Dafka. If you found Rabbi Yehuda and you're davening Mariv after Plag, so you can't daven during that time span Mincha, you have to daven Mincha before Plag. We'll end with one very important note, and then tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll come back to this sif and see some more details. Note number 17 across from 294. So far we're coming out that not only the same day you can't have a tarti d'sasri, even two different days. If you're a shkia guy, and you always daven mincha till shkia, then you can never daven ma'ariv before shkia after plag. If you follow the Rabbanan, you can't follow Rabbi Yehuda. You have to choose your shita. Umisha kibel olav Shabbos miplaga mincha. A person was mekabel Shabbos from the zman plaga mincha, which is when you're allowed to begin being mekabel Shabbos. We're going to see later on in Hilchos Shabbos, sheyochol lehispalel arvis mibodyom. If you're already mekabel Shabbos from plaga onward, you can read daven mariv before it becomes night. Afilu shenoeg tomid lehispalel arvis mishechashecha. Even though normally you daven mariv like the rabbanon after it's dark, but today you will makabel Shabbos early while it's light after plag, you could daven Maariv even then. Shekevan she mitzvah lahosev mechol ala kodesh. Since it is a mitzvah to add on from the chol to the kodesh, v'ukvar kibel olav as a Shabbos, and you already makabel Shabbos early, yachol lismoch ala sovrim. You can rely on those who hold. Shenechshav lelayla le'inyan tefila, that it is considered night l'gabe tefila, and you could daven Maariv after plag. The siyim shanoe kain, but he ends off. If one wants to be noeg this way, yizor al kaponim leispal mincha be'er Shabbos kodem plaga mincha. But again, even though on other days you normally daven mariv after shkia, so today you will makabel Shabbos, so we allow you to daven mariv before shkia after plag. But you better make sure that that day you daven mincha before plag. Otherwise, you would have a tarti the sasi within the same day. So that which the Mishnah Berurah says, you have makabel Shabbos early. You normally daven mariv at night. So today, this erev Shabbos, you could daven mariv early, but only assuming that you daven mincha that day before plag. We will discuss more details about this in the coming shiur of Mitzvah Shem, but we'll stop here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayemes on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.